What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of
talk
dance
of the
music.
Town. Here with the talk of the town.
Good evening.
Here with the talk of the town.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're now live on Talk of the Town with the Middle Man. This your boy Al.
And this is Kevin, man. 2014, we are here.
Yes, sir. We back. We back. We back. We back.
Yeah,
we
man.
Back,
I want to do my.
Back again.
I want to do my Young Jeezy. Yeah.
That sounds like that. DJ Paul on that Stay Fly.
Oh, real. Well, hey, man, that's close enough for me. We fly. Fly.
Man,
know what it is, man. Hey, man. First show of the year, man.
Yeah.
First show of the year. You know what else we didn't celebrate? Guess what else we didn't celebrate, brother?
What's that?
We did not celebrate the fact that we have logged in over 300 episodes.
That's what's up.
Matter of fact, can I do something for us? The middleman, can I do something for us?
Me too.
Hold on, I'm gonna do something for us right here. This is for us. Yeah.
300.
300 plus.
Nice little milestone. Most definitely. Most definitely, nice little milestone.
Man,
And I also want to send a special shout out, man, to my grandmother who aged another year younger. She turned 79 years old yesterday, and she looked every bit of 45, man.
Most definitely, happy birthday to Alan, Grandma. We don't say names on the L, but you know who you are. Man.
Most definitely, man. 2013, man. It was a very interesting year.
Yes, it was.
A lot of stuff that went on. A lot of stuff that went on.
Yes, it did, man. And you know, one thing, too, man, I want to give a shout-out to all the middlemen listeners, all the people that just joined the website, all the people that joined the Facebook page. The website is in, and we've been saying this for over a year, but, y'all, it's coming. It's coming. We got you. We will have this website up pretty soon. Shouts out to Apartment K. Shouts out to our man, Joe Dent. We know you got us. We know it, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Going down. So y'all make sure y'all keep in tune for this particular website, The Middleman. We are themiddleman.com.
Most definitely. And also this year, too, of course, you know, last year we was nominated for slept on Radio Personality of the Year for the SCA Awards of 2014. The show is in March. The weekend begins on March 29th. I think the actual show is going to be on that Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. But we definitely want to bring home that trophy, man, to let our people know that, you know, we really appreciate you guys supporting us over the 5 years we've been doing this.
True that. Four years?
Five.
It ain't 5 yet officially. It's still 4 years. Next month will be officially five.
It'd be, right. You sure? You count. I mean, you know, we're only 1 month away, though. So, I mean,
man,
we're at five. It's 11.9.
I don't know. Maybe I need to start marking up the wall up in here like a prisoner, day by day, show by show, year by year. It's been 5 years.
Yeah, because on February the 13th will be our anniversary, our 50th anniversary.
Yep, 2009.
Yes, sir.
Well, the only thing I can say to y'all out there, man, we appreciate y'all because, like we've been saying all along, without you guys, there would be no us. And we do humbly, however the word is pronounced, we appreciate you guys humbly. Appreciate you, man. I'm thankful.
Yeah.
Man, I just can't believe that it's been 5 years, dude.
Yeah. So we got to have the support of the fans. I mean, other than that, we probably wouldn't do the show because, I don't know. We do it for y'all.
Matter of fact, one day, man, we're going to have to sit up here and we're going to have to give a shout-out. We may have to break it down, but we're going to have to give a shout-out to everybody that's on our Facebook friends page, man.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And they're not bought. I know there's other pages out there that got thousands of fans and all that crap like that, man, but we got genuine people that truly listen to our show and like what we're doing.
Right.
So thank you.
Right.
I'm happy.
Well now, new year, new things, greater things, bigger things. 2014 is going to be a great year for the Middleman Show. We got some great things planned for you guys. We also will be raffling off some tickets for, what's the name of the movie again, Kevin?
Elementary Genocide from
Elementary
primary
Genocide.
To penitentiary. So y'all tune in this Sunday. We will be, we're going to have a contest. You call in, you can win the tickets. Make sure you're in the Atlanta metro area, because all the details will be given out this Sunday, but it is in the Atlanta area. So if you don't mind driving and you're out of town or whatever the case may be, you're more than welcome to call in and get those tickets. But it will be this Sunday, the 12th of January. The showing will be on the 20th of January at 5 p.m. Like I said, I'll give you a little bit more details this Sunday so we can make sure we have you guys come on in, participate, make sure you win these tickets.
Right.
Give them away, baby. Shout out to our man, Raheem Shabazz, Rasha Entertainment, Rasha.com, the whole nine. Y'all go support our brother, man, and go back and listen to that interview. It's in our archives, so you make sure you go check it out, man. Some very informative information, some great things for you and your kids to listen to, especially if you have sons. This is detrimental to you to make sure you have a successful 2014 for you and your family, to make sure you go out and pre-order Elementary Genocide from primary to penitentiary.
Most definitely. Great movie.
That documentary was good.
Yes, sir. It's a must-see. So, you want to get right into it, man?
Man, we can get right into this, man. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm ready. But you know what I want to do before we even do that? Hey, let's do this, man. We're going to pay homage to one of our guests. We appreciate him for coming in a couple of weeks back. One of our very highly rated shows, our man Fiend, formerly of No Limit Records. This song right here will be the anthem for the Middlemen this year, 2014. This is what we're about. We on our job. This is Fiend and Juvie. Check it out. Middleman Anthem.
Yes, sir.
Throw it up one time. I'm on my job. On my job. On my job. On my job. Get some daydreaming, leading on a CL, pick one, 22 a shot, got a looking sick drum, punk boy moving that crack alley kick drum.
I just left the money come, reaching me her honey, but something about me being number one, and I ain't disagreeing, I'm fiend for the money, dollar sign Jones, I'm so in, smoking out of this zone.
I'm on my job, on my job, on my job, on my job, I handle my business, handle my
from New Orleans to Kenner. Your bitch invite me over, say she having me for dinner. It's all for you to breathe, how the air's getting thinner. I've been stunting on you new for the past 10 winners. Bear cub, jacket, blue fox, chinchilla. Bag full of cash, sack filling like pillar. On my bitch, bad Michael Jackson like Thriller. Gotta fight it like the Pepsi bottle, I might spill her. Smoking on the best, smelling like. All I do is ball on them, Juvie Reggie Miller. I'm on my job, XP, next fitter. Climbing to the top and now I'm fall like Godzilla.
You heard? On my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
In the trunk, we'll make him all stop. Fit flu, somehow I make them thick as the smallpox. Cool chicks in my cool whip, but they all hot. Give them hard, got in common what they all got. Switch to the soft top, let the basketball paint. Candy cloth drop on bark, that's the dog. Pain rolled up, exhale, alcohol. The mama don't want a lame, want a gang after all. All these bottles like the sun and now sex the food. Twisting up their fingers, what the f*** is y'all rapping?
My side,
the money made me go that harder. This is me, first to the last quarter. I'm a starter.
On my job, on my job, on my job. Oh my God.
Yes, sir. And that was, man, Fame with On My Job featuring Juvenile. Hey, man, great collaboration, man.
Mr. Womp Womp.
Great collaboration. Fame was a down-to-earth guy, man, you know, interviewing him. I mean, you know, that was my first time actually really speaking to Fame and really getting to know him. Very interesting interview, man. So you guys... dwell into our archives, you can definitely go back and listen to that show that we did on Fame on Talk of the Town, man. It's really good interview.
Hey, you know what, the good and the bad, hell, that was a good for 2013 for the Middleman Talk Show, really.
Yes, sir.
Like you said, man, it was an opportunity to talk to one of the most, I mean, man, he was an integral part of the hip-hop movement in the 90s, man. He was part of the biggest movement in Southern hip-hop at one time. So, I mean, that was good for us.
Right. He's a part of history, man.
Yeah, he is.
Part of history.
Like he said, I forgot how many records per se that he said that they sold, dude, but wasn't it 80 million worldwide?
Yeah.
I believe it's more than that. You think about
all
the bootlegged them?
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's a highlight for the Middleman. Y'all go back to that archive, go back, listen to that show right there, man. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, another highlight of the year, man. Then we interviewed, man, one of the hottest young cats in the South, man, that's coming up. We got a lot of rain, got videos out there, man. Scotty ATL. Shout out to Scotty ATL, too, man.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely, man. Young black entrepreneur, man, you know, making it happen. You know, definitely want to get one of those T-shirts he got going, man, from his from the company that they're trying to push right now. So, definitely, you guys go download his newest mixtape he got out now, too, as well, man. And also, we need to give a shout-out to Big Sun, too, man.
Man, highlight.
Big Sun is a fool, man. Big Sun's a fool, man, but he got the music to back it up. So, make sure y'all go and download that Great American Mattress Sale.
The summer's not over. The summer's not over. The summer's not over.
Most definitely.
Go get that mattress. Great. What do you say? And man, what I found so interesting about that was the fact that, you know, what he had on there with his mom on the skit singing, man, that just blew my mind, man.
Right.
We got mattresses for sale. I am the most slept on, but I'm going to make sure you're comfortable. You ain't going to sleep on me, but I'm going to make it comfortable for you.
Right. Right.
Big son, right. What's happening, baby? Man, look out for some good, man, we're going to set up some wonderful, I don't want to let too much out the bag, man, but we got some interviews for y'all this year.
Yes,
don't
sir.
Miss it.
Yes, sir. Now let's get into this list, man. This is not in any particular order as far as when it happened. It's just so, you know, they just came off the top of the head in this particular order, you know. But we're going to jump around the list, whatever. But these are the things the middleman, you know, wants to talk about today as far as the good and the bad of 2013. Kendrick Lamar, the Controlverse, the BET Cypher. I felt like this particular situation, well, everyone knows that this particular verse was on Big Sean's song called Control. And also, I forgot his name slipped my mind right now, that was actually on the song too, but his verse was actually, you know, kind of, sort of slipped on the song too, or whatever. But I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, but
man, it wasn't even important.
Right.
Let's keep it real. The only thing that was important about that song was big Kendrick Lamar coming through, wrecking the whole scene, making people talk again, making it cool to have a battle type atmosphere. No, not even battle, just competition in hip hop where everybody was lovey dovey. You know, just the top artist was eating. You know what I'm saying? The whole pop-type artist. I mean, this dude came through and put it in for all of his peers from the 2012 class.
Right.
He put it down, man. I ain't mad at that, brother.
No, I ain't either. I mean, that's something that music needed in general. I won't just say hip-hop. I would say music needed that in general. Because, I mean, even in R&B, you got to look at, you know, in R&B, who do they play the most? Who do you hear all the time?
Uh-huh.
You know, and hopefully that control verse, you know, motivated some R&B artists too as well. You know, Beyonce ain't the only person out here selling records. Rihanna ain't either.
Well, she did tell them to bow down, though, you know.
She did say that.
She did tell them to bow down. So, hey, that's a control verse for the females. Bow down, bow down.
That could be true. But, you know, Kendrick Lamar really made a lot of people get back into the studio and actually start doing, I would say, better music, because we did see, to me, in my opinion, I mean, music was getting better in 2012 and getting more better in 2013. A lot of independent artists were getting more recognition, and so when Kendrick dropped that verse and he was just really, you know, hitting home to some of these. You know, even if your name wasn't mentioned, a lot of artists got upset, like Papoose. I mean, like, why? You know, Joe Budden even had a response, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a lot of people that actually did control responses toward Kendrick Lamar. Of course, Kendrick didn't take any of it personally, you know, which was a good thing about it. You know, he really just wanted to, you know, get people, you know, pumped up and get that feeling back.
I ain't tripping on none of it, because number one, what it did was it made other fools step up their game. It made cats go back in the studio, like you said, and get right. Just get right, man. Stop all this lazy rap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was good for him. It was good for entertainment. It was good for music. It was good for hip hop. It was good for the fans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The bad was, I don't want to call out no rappers, but Gucci Mane, you got to be the dumbest dude ever. Gucci Mane just had a worst year, man. 2013 to 13 must have been bad luck for Gucci Mane. How you throw somebody out the car, get locked up, get beat up the whole night? What, in 1 year? And probably going back to prison.
Yep. We can't even call him Gucci no more. We got to call him Wrangler. Wrangler Mane. You know what I'm saying? We can't even call Gucci no more. And we probably really can't even call him Wrangler, because Wrangler winning right now with all this promotion from, you know, Brett Favre and the race car driver. I forgot his name anyway, so we really can't even call him Wrangler, man.
He's
just losing.
Real talk. I mean, I think that Kendrick Lamar was good for hip-hop. Gucci Mane was bad for hip-hop. Again, matter of fact, a lot of these rappers was bad for hip-hop this year. And, man, I don't know the little young cat that's on YouTube right now singing all these songs in falsetto.
Oh, yeah.
Tell that dude stop.
J.J. Fish. Ice and JJ Fish. How
about that? Tell that dude to stop, man. That's bad.
No.
That's bad. Very bad.
He actually has a CD on iTunes that you can go and purchase right now.
Man, you better stop playing.
He has 12, I think it's 12 or 14 songs, something like that, that you can actually go and purchase on iTunes right now. He actually has a properly produced music video to one of the singles off
his
album.
You know what?
I was really shocked.
This dude sounds like, just for those that don't know who, what is his name, JJ Selfish?
Ice JJ Fish.
Ice JJ Fish. If y'all don't know what this young man sounds like, he sounds like somebody dipped a cat in some hot water.
Ooh.
I mean, losing. And you know what?
The sad thing
about it, man, somebody like him will probably get a deal or get some type of endorsement.
Yeah.
But
when I first heard
him,
you know, I really thought he, you know, had a mental health disorder, because when 50 Tyson came out, you know, we found out that 50 Tyson, you know, was, you know, delayed or whatever. So I was thinking that possibly this guy may have one. I still haven't found anything about whether or not he does have one or not, but how he acts on video and stuff like that, it kind of, you know, me being in the theater that I work in, it kind of makes me feel like he may have something. But I don't want people to get to the point where they're abusing it as far as making money off of it, because I felt like they abused 50 Tyson by trying to make money off of his mental health illness. You know, that's how I looked at it as. You know, it's just like, you know, everyone who has a handicap deserves the same opportunity, but don't abuse them. You know, so that's how I felt about that. So, Kanye West, man.
Oh,
Kanye.
You can't call him Kanye no more, man.
Yeah, we got to call him Jesus, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
Kanye
had
a good and bad for 2013, dude.
Yeah, very interesting. There was no dumb moment.
No.
You know, from hitting his head on the stop sign, from trying to avoid a paparazzi, from getting Kim Kardashian pregnant, to
winning,
going on his rants about the music industry and his shows,
losing,
to going on rants about his clothing line on Sway in the Morning and the Breakfast Club. Kanye had an interesting year, man.
Hey,
And also making his comments about President Obama.
Al, you don't have the answer, Al. You do not have the answers, Al.
I know. I really thought in an interview with him and Sway, I really thought Sway was just going to come across the face, man. I really was.
He should have.
But Sway said that, you know, they're like brothers. Outside of this, they talk like that. You know, he did have to bring Kanye back, because Kanye was on a different level when he started talking. But we've all seen the different phases of Kanye throughout his whole career. You know, you got the college dropout Kanye, you know, the George Bush don't, you know, care about black people.
Oh, yeah.
Kanye. Then you got your late registration Kanye.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Kanye that was more about, you know, helping the people and things like that. Then you have your 808 and heartbreak type Kanye, you know, where we actually start to see a little change in Kanye in general, up until the, you know, after, you know, his mother died, Lord rest her soul, type Kanye, the one we got today.
Well,
so,
like I said, Kanye was good and bad for 2013. Matter of fact, man, let's do something. I think this is good. This is our first caller of 2014 to the Middleman Talk Show. Our good friend, our brother, Tyler Braxton. What's going on, brother?
What's going on? What's happening? So
not
y'all
much,
review
not much, man. We talking about this good and bad for 2013.
2013. Well, I'll say what I really want to talk about for 20, because this happened in 2014. You know what I want to talk about, but we ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
I think what's good, you know, personally, I'm feeling Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
Right. I'm also feeling this group that came out late called Audio Push.
Oh yeah, they dope.
Yeah, they're dope. I mean, I'm loving them. I'm loving them. I think that there's some hope for hip hop. 2013 showed me glimmers of hope that lyricism is still alive and well. And I believe that 2014 is going to create some challenges for us. What's bad? Mm-hmm. Y'all really want to know what's bad for 2014. Did you all see this video that came from Georgia where the guy was doing the My Nigga?
Yeah, that's Q. Yeah. What is his name? Q, if I'm not mistaken?
No, you're talking about YG.
YG, yeah.
YG, what's that? Rich Homie Quan.
Rich Homie Quan, yeah. They call me my hitter on the radio.
I think the question of the overuse of the word, the N-word, the overuse of coonery and buffoonery in hip-hop video, which was a very, very negative thing. I think it's becoming to a point now where it's always becoming almost to a point where young people are beginning to hate that, to a point where it really bothers me. It scares me to a point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
now... That has to change, Charlie.
It has to, because, I mean, it's not necessary. Here's the killer part. I don't blame the kids. I blame the record companies and the full powers that be. They're showing this imbalance to our kids.
Right.
You know, it's not like it was during the golden era where you had your NWAs, you had your Public Enemy, you had your Two Live Crew. So, you know, you didn't have to think, well, rap is this way or hip-hop is this way. For those of you who are looking, to politics and what's going on, how many of you all know about the state senator here who's running for senator? He's running for against an incumbent, a Republican, who's blaming rap for all of the thuggery that's going on in his quote unquote eyes.
Say what?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I posted that on my Facebook. Wait. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. This guy is running, and I'm going to be able to quote it. Hold on. I posted on my Facebook. Hold on. Oh, this is a ridiculous. Here he is. I got so much stuff on my timeline, y'all. I got so much stuff on you. And now this is an aside while I look for this. I know this 2014. I'm trying to hold back, but I just passed it. Y'all seen that Yellow Wolf?
Yeah. We're going to hold that one right there, Charlie, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
think about it, man.
Let's
when we get
that.
Into that one, we're going in. That's just the bottom line. We're going in on that. That's the bottom line. But, Charlie, man, what are some of the, other than Kendrick Lamar, what were some of the things that you seen that were good in 2013 in entertainment that really helped out entertainment in general?
You mean entertainment overall, not just music?
It could be entertainment overall.
Well, I tell you what. A lot of people are going to say I'm wrong for this, but I think that the fact that we saw 12 Years a Slave, which I thought was a very important film.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel bad about it, but, you know, one of my friends said something and made perfect sense. You know, black people need to be reminded that we have a Holocaust called the transatlantic slave, you know, I guess the transatlantic slave experience. That
right.
is our Holocaust. And
right.
we need to be reminded of it. And to be honest with you, as horrible as those films are nothing compared to what our ancestors actually went through.
Exactly. Matter of fact, Charlie, I know Alan, you had a list of the top movies. You had a list of the top movies for 2013, and surprisingly, some of the black films that we looked at for 2013 got a low rating from the people that rated the movies. I'm not understanding that. Al, could you go over that right quick?
Right. Well, it starts with The Butler. And they used to grade in scales such as A, B, C, D, E, F, F. And The Butler got a B as far as on their particular grading scale. And this is from the site called The Urban Daily. And 12 Years a Slave got an A+. Let's see. After Earth with Will Smith and his son got a C. Some people say After Earth was a great movie, but
yeah, I
liked
it myself. I saw
the movie. A C. The movie Fruitvale Station.
Yeah, pretty good movie. Also,
that's a good movie too. That's a really good movie.
Right. They gave that a B, and also the Mandela, The Long Walk to Freedom. They gave that a B. Also, the movie Blue Caprice that gives the play-by-play of the D.C. Snipers, they gave that a B. And let's see, The Best Man Holiday also got a B.
Hey, you know, there was a big controversy about The Best Man Holiday. They were claiming that, you know, Hollywood in America is not ready to see a all-black cast. That was one of the controversies, which I think was bad for the past year, because they were saying that primarily the movie did not work because it did not have a white cast member, per se, in a dominant role.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's something that's really need to be looked into. We need to really let Hollywood know we enjoy our movies and we expect diversity in our movies.
Well, hold on, but I remember, if I recall correctly, Friday, when it opened up, it was number one at the box office. Are We There Yet? When it opened up, it had blacks in predominance. It made number one.
Yep.
But don't you think it's not necessarily a comedy? I think white people are comfortable seeing us being in buffoon role.
Right? Yes. That's why those
folks but they're not comfortable seeing us in a dramatic role where we're playing human beings. So I think that might need to be clarified a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Oh, but I found that. Right quick. Here it is. It's on chaos.com, and the headline is: Senate candidate, the newest Tea Party heartthrob, Chris McDaniels, doesn't like your darn rap music. In a promotional segment for his Christian conservative radio program, Right Side Radio, Mississippi Republican Senate candidate Chris McDaniels blamed rising gun violence on, quote, hip-hop, unquote, culture that values rap and destruction of community values more than it does poetry. Is a direct quote from the good senator. The reason Canada is breaking out with new gun violence has nothing to do with the United States and guns, McDaniel said to his promotional sampler of his syndicated radio show. It has everything to do with a culture that is morally bankrupt. What kind of culture is that? It's called hip-hop.
Wow.
This man said that this year, and he's running for senator.
I would love to see our people, as far as in the entertainment business, get a little bit more. In 2014, I think our people need to get a little bit more socially conscious and be able to speak upon things
and stop worrying about what these labels are going to do to their career, because number one, if you create a fan base, they can't create, they can't kill that fan base overnight. It's not like they can go out there and slander you or whatever the case may be, because the artists that you know that really have a fan base, the fan base love them.
Right.
So they definitely need to get a little bit more socially aware. Now, I understand it's all about entertainment and it's not whatever, blah, 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 but they still have an obligation because they got so many people listening to them. That's just my opinion when it comes to, you know, being aware sociably when it comes to hip-hop.
I think the rapper, if I'm not mistaken, was it Chance the Rapper or Childish Gambino? I think it was
Chance
the Rapper that said it. Yeah, Chance said that he wasn't going to sell any of his music anymore because, you know, he was, of course, he's making a lot of money off his shows, but he don't want to actually sign a contract to give the label his money when he can make, you know, the money on his own and not have to worry about somebody picking into his pockets.
Well, you know, on the flip side of that also, you have to look at, and which I consider to be a bad for 2013, is Chief Keef. What idiot is you in a right mind going to say, I'm going to raise the murder rate with my next album?
Right. Oh, better yet, what idiot would sign somebody and allow him to have a national platform, you know, or even a regional platform to say something like that?
Chief is just the devil. I'm going to just say it. The boy is the devil. And he has no purpose. He has no purpose in entertainment, period. He has fans. He has people that like him, but he's detrimental to those fans. And maybe I sound like an old man. Maybe I sound like old wine and fogey. But this young cat right here, man, he off the chain. And if you're out there listening on the line or out there on the internet listening to us, if you want to share your good and bad for 2013, dial us in at 718-508-9972. We'll be glad to hear what you guys think are the good and bad of 2013.
Right.
Chief Keef to me is the ultimate bad for 2013. Ain't nothing worse than him. I can't think of nobody else that was just that jacked up for 2013.
Yeah,
Luther
you're
Man
right.
Was
I
jacked
I,
up, but dang, Chief Keef.
I don't know, man. But on to the next topic, man. I think the next biggest thing for 2013 that just took over in every aspect of media was twerking, okay?
Twerking.
I mean, like, you see that everywhere now. I mean, everybody has, well, not everybody, but a lot of ladies have a twerk video out there. Children have twerk videos out there. Little boys have twerk videos out there. I mean, it's everywhere. And leading into this, I mean, we got Miley Cyrus. You know,
oh, God.
I guess you would say the innocent little white girl from the Disney Channel that I guess some people thought she was innocent. But, you know, she had her little situation in front of Robin Thicke, you know. You know, people started posting pictures of her backside. You know, because
not a backside, man. That's just a back. I mean, real talk, man. Whoever told that girl that she needed to do that, man? I'm just saying, man. That's that. Oh,
I mean,
my God, man. She could have.
The expression on Will Smith, Jaden Smith, and I forgot his daughter's name.
Willow.
Willow Smith at that award show was priceless. And, of course, Robin Thicke was shocked himself. You know, of course, but he had to continue performing.
Yeah, man, dog, you talking about shock factor, man. This girl rubbing her back on his man pelvis.
Right. But after Miley Cyrus did that, man, I think the twerk video just really went up, you know, it's just out of hand right now. It's out of hand. I mean, every day is a new twerk video put out there. I mean, like, I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this.
I don't know what to say about that.
All these little young boys, these boys that are out here twerking on video, man, you know, somebody need to just yoke them up, shake them good, you know what I'm saying, tell them to get right, man. That's pathetic.
man.
That's pathetic. And and another thing that tripped me out too, man, was the fact that you had a whole, I don't know if anybody familiar with the dance squad that came down for the celebration in Lower Alabama, and it was an all-male dance squad twerking and shaking.
Yeah, that particular group of guys are from Mobile, Alabama. They were on, I forgot the latest, I think her name was Tasha. She has her own TV show or something like that, but she invited them to her show, and they did a routine, you know, that was on nationwide TV, and then all of a sudden they was in the Christmas parade with Santa Claus outfits on, but they were like cut, you know, halter top-ish, spandex type short type Santa Claus uniform, marching in the Christmas parade. And of course, some of the parents that were out there, they were appalled because of the way they were dancing and also what they had on as men. In the Christmas parade.
Boys. You know, you's a boy, Damon.
I mean, you know, you say something about, you know, the LGB whatever community or whatever, you get taken off the air, or you gotta, you know, they force you to make an apology. Why? You know, I mean, we are an opinionated race of people as far as the human race. Everyone has their own opinions about things. So why can't you express yourself? You can't anymore.
Right.
They say we got freedom of speech, but we really don't have freedom of speech, because if we did, you wouldn't see all these famous people making apologies when they say something out the way, you know, because they don't want to, you know, it's bad for the network and we don't want to lose, you know, well, if you really want to bring it out, they don't want to lose the money that they're getting from this particular community. So, I mean, hey, man, I mean, it's, you know, and we're going to do a show about that in 2014 on the Middleman Talk Show on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you make sure you guys come back and tune into that show, because I'm opinionated about that particular subject. Kevin is too.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well,
and of course, our lovely co-host, Jen, she has her opinion about that particular realm as well, too.
And Nick Eaton.
Yeah, Nick Eaton. That's where Nick definitely, he's going to come through and drop a hammer and stuff. So,
you know it.
Lauryn Hill, you know, actually Lauryn has a show in Atlanta coming up, right?
She went to prison in a good, from 2013, the fact that she got out, she went to prison for tax evasion. They said that she owed $1 million. I think it was just a ploy to get Lauryn back into a contract obligation as far as with a record label, because to settle her debt, she did have to sign a contract to get those debts settled. So I don't know if that went all the way through, but I think it was a good thing that she got out for her kids, but at the same time bad because she's back in slavery.
Yep. I hate that for her, man. I really do.
So we're going to pray for Lauryn. Hopefully she get out of that right there, man. It's crazy. That's crazy.
Right.
What else we got, man?
I definitely want to talk about Jay-Z and Barney. With the kid that actually went to the Barney store and purchased a shirt with his own money but was accused of stealing when he left out the store. And, of course, Jay-Z, you know, continued his whole deal with that particular store. I think it was through Tom Ford, if I'm not mistaken, continued his deal. And it actually happened in the state of New York, and Jay-Z didn't really say anything about it. Me, personally, I would have went along with the deal. I would have used that as a platform for myself to promote another black business to help them. I would have funneled my money into another black business.
Yeah.
But, of course, we know Jay-Z, being the businessman that he is, number one priority is what? Making money.
Yep, him and making money.
Yep. So,
which I'm not mad
really
at him for that, but at the same time, man, how much can you put into this guy?
Right.
He shows
That's
you
true.
Who he is. So I'm not mad at Jay-Z for getting that money. But at the same time, I hope people are a little bit more aware of what's going on when it comes to shopping at these high-end stores.
Yeah.
If they want to treat you like this, don't spend money.
Exactly.
You know, don't deal with them. Don't even go in the store. You don't have to walk around with a Louis Vuitton shirt or belt or shoes or whatever you want to wear. Man, go get, matter of fact, like Al said, go support somebody that's in a startup.
Mm-hmm.
That to me makes
mm-hmm.
more sense.
Mm-hmm.
The startup business. Just make 2014 support us. Get back to FUBU. For us, by us.
Right.
Even
right.
though they ain't
right.
even owned by black folk no more.
Nah, they ain't. They're not. So, but it's thousands of other, you know, independent owned clothing companies out there that are making great product that we can actually support out there. So if you know somebody that is, you know, that has a product that would love to have an interview done by the middleman, hey, shoot us an email at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com with their information, and we'll definitely reach out to them and see if we can get them to come on to the show. Serious inquiries only. Okay. Also, another great thing for 2013 was the Arsenio Hall show is back on TV.
Y'all
I think
don't know
I've
about that.
Maybe watched it maybe twice, man. So I'm
kind of good.
Yeah, I haven't watched it that many times, man. But you know, I've seen clips of the show, but I haven't actually got a chance to watch the full show no more than two times. So, but the two times I watched it, man, I really appreciate what Arsenio is doing, and I really like the fact that he actually came back and addressed what Kanye said about him, but he did not address Kanye in a negative manner. He really addressed Kanye in an intelligent, professional manner, you know, as far as what he said.
He's been trained right, man. You know what I'm saying? He understands, you know, not to soil his legacy. And, I mean, and speaking on the show, the formula and the format, they're still using the same format he used to have. But at the same
mm-hmm.
time, man, he's trying his best to bring excitement and life into it. You know, I mean, you look at a lot of these other shows like Jimmy Kimmel and all these other guys, man, they stole his format and just upgraded.
Yeah.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
It.
Real talk. They upgraded. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to compete against yourself when people upgraded
yep.
you and doing you in a
right.
better upgrade, honestly. But at the same time, the show is enjoyable, and I make sure I watch them at 11 o'clock Eastern every night.
Right.
Y'all
right.
make sure y'all
right.
go support Arsenio Hall. We need more shows on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good positive shows, man, that reach back out to people that are actually making a difference in the community. Also, another thing, man, the TLC documentary, man. I thought it was good, man. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
I think it brought more awareness to artists.
Mm-hmm.
It brought a whole yeah. lot of awareness. When people, I mean, the timeline on Facebook was like, they got paid what? And they gave
yep.
them what? Three vehicles
right.
and a penny off an album? Oh,
right.
man.
Right.
We talk about that all the time over here. We want to let you guys be aware, be independent, make your money, get your bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But a lot of y'all don't know. Y'all don't do your research.
Most
so
definitely,
you need
man.
To do your research, man. So I think this movie really, you know, like Kevin said, it shed some light, man, on what really goes on. So definitely do your research on them 360 deals, man. And now I think they're going to have a 720, if I'm not mistaken, 540 or 720 deal or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably already got enacted or whatever. So make sure you get you a good lawyer, man. Make sure you get you a good lawyer that really understand what really goes on behind the scene. But like I was about to say, I really think that Lil Mama did a great job of playing Left Eye. Me, she really looked like Left Eye in certain
yep.
scenes. So how they had the camera and her makeup. Even Keke Palmer, I mean, she favored Chip.
Very good job. Very good job, even though people slammed him. But it was a very
yep.
good job. Man, on another note, man, before we run out of too much time, man, we want to give condolences out there to people that we lost in 2013, man. I know rapper Dobe, man, we lost Chris Kelly of Chris
yeah.
Cross. You know, I mean, there was a gambit of people that we lost in 2013, man. I mean, prayers to their families and their legacies, man. I mean, we lost a lot of musicians, actors, politicians. I mean, there's so many to name. And as the song say, one day you're here, the next you're gone. So,
you
know what I'm saying, celebrate these people while they're here. We appreciate everyone that we know that's living, breathing, and contributing to life in general. But I definitely want to send condolences out to Dobe, man, which, Al, you know, like I know, that club
yeah. Yeah.
is wild. We've been to the yeah. Rose. which they trying to say is a different club, but our good friend Nick Eaton will tell you right up, it's the same people that owned it, that Ben had it. So it's the same thing, man. So
they just changed the name. I mean, it was sad, man. This young man was 22 years old, man.
Yep. 22 and lost his life that fast, man. And, you know, I know we lost Paul Walker. You know what I'm saying? We lost a lot of people, man. Paul, you know, he was a good actor, man. You know, shouts out to him and his family. Well, you know, prayers to him and his family more precisely. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, dude, it's crazy, man.
Yeah. Really
but let's switch this mode, man. Powerful. We're going to speak power into to fruition. You know, we're going to have a great year. The Middleman Talk Show, everybody that support us, man, we thank each and everyone, you know what I'm saying, to our good friend Tyler Braxton, man. We love you, brother. We appreciate you. We honor you, man, and hopefully we can do some great things together this year, man. And all the middlemen, middle women, middle children, all y'all, man, keep tuning in. Yeah, no. Support us, man, because we everything that we do is for you.
Most definitely. Most
anything we missed, man? Because, I mean, I know there's so much to talk about, man. 2013,
yeah,
man, it started and stopped.
Yeah. It's a lot to talk about 2013, man. Man, we can get into sports, all of that, man. It's just, man, so much that went down, man. You know, like the government shutdown and all of that, people losing their jobs, you know, this government shutdown, you know. And we'll probably continue this conversation in other rounds probably on Sunday, you know, briefly before we actually do the show that we're planning to do on Sunday. But you guys definitely tune in to this Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We have a great show planned for you guys, a thought-provoking show planned for you guys. We're probably going to hurt some people's feelings.
Yes, it is.
Like I always say, I don't care. This is an opinionated show. So if you call, you know, you best to have facts to back up your opinion, you know, because we're going to have out, you know.
Most definitely.
But, you know, we definitely want to start to get out strong. And, hey, tell a friend to tell more friends to listen to our show, download it. You know, we're still trying to reach our goal of 70,000 listeners, which we are getting there.
It's coming. We got that. It's coming. Matter of fact, let's go from 70 to 80. I'm looking for 80,000 listeners this year, y'all. 80,000 listeners. We need that. 80,000. We want it.
Yep.
Matter of fact, man, we're going to play our anthem. This is the anthem for the Middleman Talk Show. 2014. I'm gonna play it again, man.
Let's do it.
There you go. Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Keep listening. Stay tuned in to the Middleman Talk Show. We on our job.
Throw it up one time. I'm on my job. On my job. Daydreaming, leading on a CL, pick one, 22 a shine bump, got a looking sick drum, walk boy moving that crack alley kick drum.
I just let the money come, reaching me 100 bucks, something about me being number one, and I ain't disagreeing, I'm fiend for the money, dollar sign Jones, I'm so in, smoking out of this zone.
On my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
Yo, invite me over, say she having me for dinner. It's all for you to breathe, huh? The air's getting thinner. I've been stunting on you new for the past 10 winners. Bear cub, jacket, blue fox, chinchilla. Bag full of cash, sacks feeling like pillar. On my bitch, bad Michael Jackson like thriller. Gotta fight it like a Pepsi bottle, I might spill her. Smoking on the best, smelling like all I
do is ball on them, Juvie Reggie Miller. I'm on my job, XP and X-Spitter. Climbing to the top and now I'm fall like Godzilla.
You heard? I'm on my job, on my job.
In the trunk, we'll make him all stop. Fit flu, somehow I make them thick as the smallpox. Cool chicks in my cool whip, but they all hot. Give them hard, got in common what they all got. Switch to the soft top, let the basketball paint. Candy cloth drop on bark, that's the dog. Pain rolled up, exhale alcohol. The mama don't want a lame, want a gang after all. All these bottles like the sun and now sex the food. Twisting up their fingers, what the f*** is y'all reppin'?
My side.
The money made me go that harder. This is me, first to the last quarter. I'm a starter.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
Beat Chris, shout it. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me, hey, what's happening? The middle me, hey, what's happening? The middle me, hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com.